Okay, so let's dive right in. We all feel it, don't we? Modern life, it's a lot.
It really is super fast-paced.
Yeah, and you're trying to keep up with your job, your ambitions, but also, just live.
The demands just keep piling up.
Exactly. So the big question, one we all wrestle with, I think, is how do we actually find that balance, for real health, a good future?
Especially when everything feels like it's moving at warp speed.
Right.
Well, that's exactly why we're doing this deep dive today. We want to give you, our listeners, a kind of shortcut.
A shortcut. How so?
Well, we're digging into this really insightful source, Abu Dhabi Wellness, Paths to a Balanced Life.
Okay.
And the mission is to pull out the absolute key takeaways, the most useful bits, maybe some surprising things too.
Tailored for the listener, right? So you feel informed, but not like buried in data.
Precisely. No information overload, just the practical stuff for better well-being.
And the core idea from this source, it really hits home, doesn't it? That taking care of yourself, your health, physical and mental.
It's not just a nice to have.
No, it's framed as a serious investment.
No.
Maybe the most valuable one you can make.
Your true asset, they call it. Not a luxury. Foundational.
Foundational capital. I like that. For everything else.
Exactly right. So think of this deep dive as a guide. Simple steps, things you can actually do.
Towards that balanced, more energetic future we all want.
And even though the source has Abu Dhabi in the title, the principles, they're pretty universal.
Yeah, that's a good point. Doesn't matter where you are, really. These ideas can help.
City, town, busy schedule, quiet routine. There's something here for everyone.
Okay, so let's start with that foundation then. Health as a lifestyle and investment, a true asset.
Right. The source really hammers this home.
Beyond just feeling physically better, how does neglecting this asset really derail, say, a prosperous future? What are the hidden costs, maybe?
That's a great question. The source points to things like chronic low energy,
We've all been there.
Yeah, and that directly hits your focus, your decision-making ability, even creativity.
Which obviously impacts work performance.
Absolutely. And then there are the financial costs people don't always think about, not just doctor's bills if you get sick,
That's
lost
true.
opportunities, maybe because you're burnt out or chronic stress is holding you back. It connects the dots, you see.
Between those small daily health habits and your bigger long-term goals.
Exactly. It's not just about living longer, it's about having more capacity, more impact now.
That really reframes it. But prevention as a lifestyle. Honestly, it can sound a bit intimidating when you're already swamped.
I get that. It sounds like adding another thing to the list.
Right. Does the source offer ways to make those small daily decisions feel easier, more integrated?
It does. That's central to the prevention is a lifestyle idea. It's not about massive overhauls.
Okay.
It's about the power of small, consistent choices, tiny things.
Like what, for example?
Like taking the stairs instead of the elevator, packing a healthy snack instead of grabbing junk food.
Things you can weave into your existing day.
Precisely. Weave them in until they're almost automatic, building these tiny, unbreakable habits.
So they compound over time.
Exactly. Big impact, but without feeling like a huge burden.
And it's definitely not just about exercise, is it? The source says physical health covers everything you do throughout your day.
Absolutely. It's holistic, balanced meals, staying active even in small ways, sleep quality. That's crucial.
An emotional rest
Yeah.
that stood out to me.
Yes. It digs into why these things matter physiologically, like prolonged sitting.
Which so many of us do.
Right. It can lead to things like poor circulation, blood pooling in your legs, even metabolic slowdown.
Wow, okay. So it's not just about being stiff.
No, it increases risks for things like insulin resistance, cardiovascular issues down the line, those desk exercises we'll talk about. They directly combat that.
And the emotional rest part, how does that tie in?
Well, chronic mental fatigue, constant stress, it keeps your cortisol levels high.
The stress hormone.
And that messes with sleep, immune function, everything. So taking time for emotional downtime helps regulate your nervous system.
Keeps these in balance.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's all part of building that future full of energy and radiance they mention. What you do today matters for tomorrow.
That really drives it home. Okay, so we understand the foundation, the investment value, but protecting that asset daily, especially against environmental stuff,
Yeah.
that's the next challenge.
Right. And the source gets very practical here, especially for specific challenges like, say, hot and dry climates.
Which can be tough on the body.
Definitely. The advice goes way beyond wear sunscreen. It explains why.
Okay.
The combination of intense sun, the UV radiation, and the dehydration from dry heat. It actually speeds up cellular aging.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it weakens your skin's natural protective barrier.
So that's why they stress drinking enough water, that 2.5 liters figure.
Exactly. It's not just general advice. It's a specific defense against that environmental stress, working hand in hand with daily sunscreen, SPF 30 or higher.
It's about maintaining the skin's integrity, not just avoiding a burn.
Precisely. It's a deeper level of protection.
What else for skin protection? Any other specific tips?
Yes. They also recommend using a moisturizer right for your skin type. That helps lock in the hydration you're working hard to maintain.
Makes sense.
And adding antioxidants, like vitamin C.
Through diet.
Yeah.
Or on the skin.
Both, potentially. Diet or topical products. Antioxidants fight oxidative stress.
Yes.
Basically, cell damage from pollution, UV rays, environmental junk. So antioxidants act like an internal shield.
Like reinforcing from the inside out.
You got it. Plus, regular dermatology checkups for early detection. And the simple stuff. Hat, sunglasses during peak hours. It's a multi-layered defense strategy.
That's really comprehensive. Daily proactive steps. Okay, speaking of daily environments, let's tackle the sitting issue. So many listeners spend hours at a desk.
A huge modern challenge. And yes, the source has solutions you can do right in your chair.
Oh, good. What kind of things?
It details these simple desk exercises specifically picked to boost circulation and fight stiffness without needing a gym break.
Practical.
Very. Things like gentle neck rotations, shoulder rolls, shoulder shrugs, releasing that upper body tension.
I can feel myself needing that right now.
Yeah. Then seated torso twists for your spine, hamstring stretches while seated, leg raises.
Leg raises? How does that help?
Engages the lower body muscles, helps prevent that blood pooling we mentioned, keeps circulation moving.
Okay.
Even simple wrist and finger stretches and deep breathing exercises.
That sounds like a little toolkit for your desk.
It really is. And the key advice is make it a habit. Do a few stretches every hour to an hour and a half.
Frequent short bursts.
Exactly. And it's not just physical. The source mentioned studies showing these short breaks improve focus, too. Reduce mental fatigue.
So you're actually more productive, not less, by taking these micro breaks.
That's the idea. A win-win for health and work.
Okay, I'm definitely trying those. Now, moving to a bigger picture view of proactive health, the annual checkup.
Yes. The don't wait until you feel sick message.
It sounds obvious, but so many people put it off. The source frames it as vital.
Critically important. But it also asks, how do you make that checkup truly effective, not just going through the motions?
Good question. What's the advice there?
It gives a clear roadmap. First, book it, obviously. But then prepare.
Prepare how?
Know if you need to fast beforehand, think about your concerns, maybe family history, and jot down questions for your doctor.
So you go in ready for a real conversation.
Exactly. Bring old test results if you have them for comparison, and then really engage. Understand the results, ask what they mean, figure out the next steps together.
Turning it from a passive thing into an active tool.
Precisely. That's how early detection can make a big difference. It empowers you with knowledge about your own health.
That really could change the value people get from those appointments. Okay, finally, let's touch on culture and health.
Mm-hmm.
The source talks about preserving traditions healthily, using Ramadan iftar as an example. Mm. How does it approach that?
It's a really neat section, actually. It shows how you can apply modern nutritional wisdom within a cherished cultural practice.
Without compromising the tradition itself.
Exactly. It offers specific healthy recipes, things like quinoa stuffed peppers, lentil and vegetable soup, herb-grilled fish.
Sounds delicious, actually.
Right? Chopped Arabic salad, even a date parfait with yogurt. But it's not just the recipes.
There's a strategy.
Yes. The advice is to start iftar traditionally with dates and water that gently stabilizes blood sugar after fasting.
Okay, makes sense.
Then continue the meal in a moderate and nourishing way. Focus on balance, good proteins, veggies, whole grains.
This mindful eating within the celebration.
Perfectly put. It honors the culture and your well-being. Shows they can absolutely go hand in hand. It's a great example of integrating nutrition science respectfully.
It really is. Okay, so wrapping things up here. It all circles back, doesn't it?
To that core idea.
Health is your most valuable asset. We've covered a lot of ground practical stuff.
Mm-hmm. Skin protection that considers the why, not just the what. Those simple desk exercises for body and mind.
Making the most of checkups. Even culturally sensitive nutrition.
All feeding into that idea of balanced lifestyle, built on consistent small actions.
Micro investments, as you called them earlier.
Exactly. And connecting it all together. These aren't just separate tips.
Right.
Each small step you take, hydrating properly, stretching quickly, eating mindfully, it adds up. It compounds. You're actively building that foundational health capital.
Cultivating your most vital resource.
Couldn't have said it better.
Which kind of leaves us with a final thought to chew on. If every one of these small steps, these micro investments, really does compound into your most crucial asset, then how might we culturally like consciously prioritizing them? Not just boost your physical health, but maybe unlock totally new levels of energy, of clarity, capacity.
In all areas of life.
Yeah. Your work, your relationships, your passions, maybe making you more resilient and capable no matter what life throws at you.
That's a powerful thought, how these small health choices ripple outwards.
Definitely something for you, the listener, to ponder on your own path to well-being.